just a brief announcement that on Sunday, Shir is first thing in the morning, 9 o'clock, right after breakfast. Because Sunday is visiting day. Not everyone's getting visitors, I know that, but since some people are getting visitors, the minute is we do the Shir first thing in the morning on Sunday, and we hope that everyone will fulfill the kibbutz of aim properly, whoever's parents are coming. We'll talk about that a little later on if we have a chance. Okay. So now, today's Shir is first half on end of Maram HaKom, sheet number 3, and hopefully we'll have a chance to start number 4 as well. Good. So we were discussing yesterday the question, particularly the opinion of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, as far as whether there is in fact a dependence between Kedusha Shvius on the one hand and Issa Svichim on the other hand. So in this Sefer, beautiful Sefer, Perush Shvius, which we are using, he quotes Rabbi Shlomo Zalman from all over the place, a place which I never even heard of. So I wanted to share that with you at the beginning of this year. For those who want to look it up later on, in Sefer Perush Shvius, on page Peivov, he says as follows. He quotes, Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote in the Kovetz called Mipri Haaretz. I never heard of this. We quote the Rambam we discussed yesterday. Peridah Lachat HaTzvav, Shemata Yerek Shiyotz L'Motzoi Shvius. So there's no Gzeres Svichin. Right? There may be some separate Gzeres, but not Gzeres Svichin. Elam Kein Ikanam Iglusha Shvius. I had a case of Mishnah, so of Perek Dal, my kasha from yesterday. I was bothered so much by this kasha. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's the far quote. The Yesh Litzchos. The Kavan shall Yerokos Ke'elu Gazru B'shal Yisrael. Sal Kedaita Chamina, the Osir Gam B'shal Akum. What's he saying over here? Really? No Kedusha Shvius. There is no din of Svichin. I said, Beferish Vakert. Beferish Vakert. In case of Mishnah Dalet Chav Tes, that's different. Since also, B'shal Yisrael, as a Havamina, would be also by Goyim as well. Very nice. And what do you do with Rabbi Akiva, who was a Shava Daraisa? Shava Daraisa, Lechora, you have to say that according to Rabbi Akiva, Svichin has nothing to do with Kedusha's Shvius. And I told you that 14 Pesukim apart, only according to the Rabbanim, when they made the Gzeira, it has to do with Kedusha's Shvius, but even then it's a Havamina. It's also for a Jew, it's also for a Goy too. I just wanted to clarify, because yesterday we didn't get to this end of this year. Everyone understand what I'm saying? Look it up here. I don't know where else to find it. A Kovetz Mipri Haaretz. Who would have known that it existed? So Baruch Hashem for this wonderful Sefer who tells you where to find things. Baruch Hashem. That is the Radvaz in Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet. If you don't mind, open up please. The Radvaz, Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet. We'll get to the end of the Maamar Chomus here. It's third from the last line. We're trying to make some progress. Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet with the Radvaz in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel. Talks about various kinds of svichim. I'm not going to go into all the protim of the various types that we're discussing over here. And they said, there's no gzera, ein adam gzoreh makomos elu. All right? Look, we said about Tevin. We spoke about this already yesterday, about the Tevin story. People are not going to normally do it. Okay? Tevin. Frek de heiliger advaz. Why is there no gzera svichim but Tevin? Bikasha. Non perik test mishnah zayin, neima saidnen and v'sorfen b'tevin v'kashal shvius, etc. etc. Tainus davav we mentioned yesterday. Mashal b'shvius no hegas tevin v'kash. So what's the kasha? It's a big deal. Big deal. No hegas tevin v'kash. Big deal. We're talking about svichin. Get the impression from the Radvaz that two go together. Two go together. If it be kedusha shvius, it should stand to reason. There should be an Easter of Svichin, a kind of a low pluk. The reasons doesn't really apply. And what did he answer? In a chanami. Heshtoma de hocha ayer beteven hagas, shenaroy le behema, umasnis ayer beteven vakash, aru le machabet. Two different teven vakash. Bit of a dochak teretz. But that's how convinced he is of the linkage between these two. I don't know. We thought we had other reasons why there's no Teva Mekash, because you don't plant for it, etc., etc. That's what the Radva says. Oh. But now we come to a further comment. He discusses the Pasa Shulchan. This is again, we're now moving to page, we finished Pei Vav, now Pei Zayin, in the Sefer Perei Shviyos. He quotes a Pa'asa Shulchan, okay, which is found over here, let's see if you can find it, in Siman Tes, Sif Yudalit. V'chein ein lochen mimeno ha-karkom ha-godol b'shviyis mishum svichin. Okay, where does this come from? It says, look in the Yerushalmi at the end of Maestris. Oh, see the last line of the Maram HaKadosh. We're down to the last line. Let me go back a little bit. Okay. What does it say there? Tells you what it says. I have a Yerushalmi in front of me. Meanwhile, I'm going to read it. I thought I did. No. If not, we have to get it. But I'll read it for the moment from the Pasa Shulchan in Sivkotan Lamed Vav. End of Karkim in Mao She Mutar Mishim Svichin. I'm not sure what Karkim means right now. You know what it means? He says it means Karkom. What is Karkom? What's Karkom mean?
Saffron.
What?
Saffron.
Saffron. Saffron. What is saffron? Karkom. It's some kind of a spice, no?
It's the
type
of
flour. Okay, I'm an Amoritz, but okay. I mean, we should say these things in davening, right? We should know what it is. But okay. He says, Karkom is Karkom. Hold on. So, he says, Ein lochen choshen al shviyas, Ein lochen himenu pishtan afilu saruk, u pishtan af kismenu. So, some kind of connection between pishtan and karkomen. That's what Yerushalmi says. Gemara says, no. They zriya shizra machol ktsas. Lo mishum knas, afalcha mishum knas. At the Kesef Mishnah, he says, lo siyeim hasugya. The Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam quotes the beginning of this. In Perek Dalid, Halacha Dalid, Perek Tes Teshvius, Yerushalmi. No, this is the Yerushalmi and Maestros. So Kesef Mishnah quotes this too, but he doesn't discuss the entire Yerushalmi. He only quotes a part of the Yerushalmi. So says the Pa'as HaShulchan. Okay. What's the nature of this Knas? So the Pa'as HaShulchan understands it's part of the Knas of Svichim. Svichim is also a Knas. If you look there in Yerushalmi and the Mefarshim, they say, no, come on. We know what the word Svichim means. It's a Mishnah Mefarshis. Why are you using the word Knas? It's a separate Knas. Nothing to do with Svichim proper. That's a Machlokes. That's a Shaila Rabbeinu say. That's a Machlokes. You may remember that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman quoted this Havamina of the Yerushalmi that it's Pishtun, there's an Easter of Svichin, even without Kiddush and Shvius. So we thought that that was Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's position. Until now, when I'm finding out, to my surprise, as you mentioned earlier today and yesterday, that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is the one who Fakert says the two are connected. Are connected. So maybe Rabbi Shlomo Zalman only meant to say, that was his main point, if you remember Siman Tes of Kotan Aleph from Adani Eretz, is an Isra Avoda. There's no Isra Avoda. You can't even discuss an Isra of Svichin. Lemaskona, at the end of the day, there is in fact no Isra Svichin. Why not? I thought, for some other reason. No, because there's no Glusha Shvius. That could be pshat in Rabbi Shlomo Zalman different than what we thought when we learned it the first time around. Fine. Back halacha lemaisa. You want to bring your wife flowers in Shemitah, yes?
There will be a difference between Shemitah and the white elder and the
As far as Svichin?
Yeah.
That's what I said to you before. That on the level of the Raisa, Shlomo Zalman has to concede that there could be a possibility of an Iser of Svichin without Kedusha Shvi'is, because of Goy. Reb Shlomo Zalman's Svar we saw today, quoted in the beautiful Sefer Perash Shvi'is, that's how the Rabbanan Dikas Svar. I read it again. The Kevan Dal Yerokos Kelu Gosu B'Shal Yisrael Sakadayta Chamina Da'os Gam B'Shalakam. That's very nice. What do you do with the dinner of Rabbi Kiva? That's really true. As the Chuvas HaRambam said, as the Kesef Mishnah said, so on the level of Doraisa, there would be no linkage. On the Rabbana level, I thought there was also no linkage. Called Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, I stand corrected. Okay, Rabbi Osar. Halacha Lamaisa, you want to bring your wife flowers for Shabbos and the Shvi'is. What's the din? You want to bring it to her. He quotes over here, Rabbi Osar, from the Sefer Bris Olam by Rabbi Yoman Zuva, one of the great tzaddikim of the past generation, that it's Osar. Osur, Rabbi Osai, can't bring a flowers for Shabbos if there's a problem of Shvi'is. So you have this beautiful Sefer called the Shemitah Kil Chasa. Shemitah Kil Chasa from Rav Sternbach Shlita. And he discusses this issue in Perek Beis, Sif Katon Yud Beis, Prachim. That's it, Prachim. Prachim. Excuse me, a modern Hebrew word. Prachim. Prachim, she'ein bem reach, v'chol shimushim lanoi, ein bem kedusha shvi'is. That's what I thought. I thought yesterday, if it has a fragrance, you're learning English. You know what fragrance? Fragrance means reach yafeh. Okay. So, but it doesn't have it. There's no kedusha shvi'is. V'yesh chol shishim esvichim, av she'ein bem kedusha. Who's that? If it has a smell, is enough for Yerushalmi Perek Zayin. Psalmim al she'eshem is kedusha shvi'is. Okay. Yerushalmi brings a raya from various prachim have no kedusha shvi'is because there's no smell. And if there is a smell, there is a din of kedusha shvi'is. It's a pasha pshat in the Mishnah shvi'is. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, Yerushalmi, etc., etc., Mishnah Rishona. Fine. What about if there's no smell? If there's no smell, Pashta should be, it should be Mutter, Bris Olam. Zepele! Sheyisu Svichin Lehonas Bemara Lenoi Delechor Birios and Lechud Lochashiva Hanoah. So why can't you bring your wife these beautiful flowers? What's wrong? How can it be Yisra Svichin? Svichin maybe Yisra Bachila, even maybe Yisra Bahana. The Chazal say, Kol Mar Avarech, Ein B'Mishem Hila. So the Pashup Shat means it's not considered to be any significant Hana. Rabbi Yom Zilva, I guess, maybe Midra Rabbanan, at least it is considered Hana. He said, is it Yisra Mila, the Rabbanan? I'm not going into that sugi right now, not no get to us. But that's what he asked the Kasher of Sternbach against the opinion of Rabbi Yaman Zil. Okay, that's what he says. But we're not finished yet. We have a lot of big gedolim over here. Here on the same sefer, page Pei Dalet, he tells you to look in the Derech Emunah, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shalita. Take a look. Okay, I'm reading to you from over here. Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, that's where we started in the Cheshmita. Those who have should look up, so as who have the Derech Emunah, please look inside with me. Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet. Okay, if we can find it. Excuse me, Perek Dalet, Halacha Base. Excuse me. He's talking about the basics of Svichin. Umidivrei Sofrim. Sheyu called Svichim Asurim Bachila. Oh, Achila. Achila, great. So Reb Chaim wants to know. The Shara Melech is Medayek. Only Achila, not Hano. Based on a Pasuk. Vichisomu Manochal. Hail on Israel. Hey, not bad. Sharp. That's the Pasuk, right? Kodah Bekiva. That told us the rice. That's based on the word Pasuk. Kodah Bekiva. Achila, he wants to know, as a Rash and Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, sounds like it's an Easter Hanoh. based upon the Yerushalmi. Perek tes halacha hey. Mal litzvoa. You paint, with a dye, which comes from Sviche Shvius. Hey, that's pretty serious. What do you do with that? Enough in the Yerushalmi. And we just had the Har Yerushalmi. Pishta. No one's eating linen. A pilpul back and forth. Is there an Easter of Svich and Anat? So, what's going on? Zokt Abchayim, I have a pshara. A pshara. What's the pshara? The pshara is as follows. There are two kinds of hana. It's hana shel kilui and not shel kilui. By tevel and truma, there's an isav hana shel kilui to give it to a behema. The kind of a hana where it's going to disappear. Av hana she'ena shel kilui, to sit on it, to lean on it, to put it in the hole somewhere, after the mutter. And why did the Rambam say also b'achila? As he said in the Chas Truma as well. Hazar also lechol trumas. Ayan osho kili is also. No. Tevel the same thing. Tzarech loma. Rabbeinu kol el zeh b'achila. Eating means consuming. Achila means, you know, you find the word achila in certain contexts to mean literally consuming. Voya lechol, I think that this name doesn't mean eating. So when he says the word achila, he means consuming. Because anah shel kili is in fact prohibited. Why did he say about anah? Because it's not true. Because anah shel kili is in fact permissible. Ad kan de pshara of Reb Chaim. Very nice. Nu rabosai, that being the case, looking at flowers, as beautiful as they are on your Shabbos table, is hanoa she'ena shel kilui.
You cut them off the ground.
Don't hear you?
You cut off the ground. You cut them off the ground.
You cut them off the ground, that's not hanoa at all. That's called ktira. Now I put them on my table, I'm having hanoa from watching beautiful flowers. Adka. Zok of Sternbuch, sounds like it's going to be good, right? No, it's not good. What's the problem? A different problem. Ike chashash, forget svichim. She also the chazek over yavera she zorim b'shvius for liknos totsatam. You can't be mechazek over yavera. And some say the nisur of nevad even without kedusha. We discussed before whether it's in pashas nevad whether it does do kedusha or not. Interesting issue whether it exists or not. Those are the two reasons that Rav Sternberg gives. In fact, I'm sorry, fellas, you'll be in Eretz Yisrael next year. You got to go to someone's house, you want to bring him flowers for Shabbos, watch out. Because according to Rav Sternberg, should not be bringing him flowers, even though there's no Yisrael Svichim. There are other considerations. Other considerations. Rav Sternberg himself says, is this really true? That there's such an Indian of Yimachzik over Yavera? Even if you didn't do it, what you do? All you did was you bought flowers. I don't even know. He says, I'm Navoch. I'm your old Navoch, but didn't say. What do you mean, Ovi Avera? Forgive an example. He says, I'm not an expert in botany. Rove Haperus Bishuk. In Eretz Yisrael. Yitzirasam Be'isur Torah. Can you imagine this? The majority of fruits in the Holy Land were created to an Isa Doraisa. What's that? Harkovas Elon. Peaches are made through kinds of grafting. And they put together a plum with an almond or a pear with a. What's Chavushim? Quince. I don't know what that is either. It's Chavushim. Okay. They put together with pears or prihadar, citrus fruits. They put it together with chushchash. It's chushchash. They say it's shrogam, it's a product of murkav. I don't know what that means exactly. So how do we eat it? You can't buy fruits because it was an aveira two generations ago They're different gedarim mesuyamim. Look at the Mishnayos, end of the ninth parak of Shvius. We don't find that I shouldn't buy because he's going to plant it later on. So he's not sure how far this goes. He's not sure. Nevad? Is it Easter of Nevad? Well, yeah. That's the rush we saw in Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis by Soda She Nitaiva, if you recall. Right? Soda She Nitaiva. And the question is, does it apply without Kedusha Shvius? That's an interesting question. He discusses it over here. Yeah, everything's in here. Let's see if I can find it. Talks about it where? No. Not sure I'll be able to find it fast enough. Here's the issue. The Rosh says, stay Elon, Shinitaiva, you can eat the Paris. He didn't say when it came to Yerek, perhaps because of the Yisrov. Nevat, a Knas. It says over there, Soda Shinitaiva, if you open up your Mishnah, please. Just kind of various Knosses of Nevat, which have nothing to do with Kedusha Shvius whatsoever. Yeah, I haven't opened up the Shvius yet. It's always good to open up Shvius just once a day. Hope we'll have much more at the end of this year, but let's first take a look here. What does it say? Shodesh and Etaiva. Ein Ochlin Perasel. Basil says Ochlin Perasel. Okay, a whole discussion. But look at the first half of the mission. Shodesh and Etaiva. Lo Tizor B'motzoy Shvis. Nothing to do whatsoever with Lush Shvis. You can't, it's a stomach knas. You plowed the field on the seventh year, don't even plant it in the eighth year. You see, there are various knasses which have nothing to do with Kedusha Shvius whatsoever. Fine. Good. Rabbi will say, Perek Gimel in Rambam, Halacha Yud Aleph. See what it says there. Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph. We've been here before. It says you shouldn't plant things, Erev Shvius. Okay. And if you did what you're supposed to do, uproot it. Yakor. Uproot it. What if you didn't? Vimloaka peros mutarin. The Mari Kurkus at the end suggests not everyone agrees to this. The Ramban, Tzatzvi Shonu Sovim, Shaperos Asurin, Kevan Shayade Isur Bo. Voyachiv Lakar. How do you like that? They argue with the Rambam. Okay? No Kedusha Shvius. Right, this comes from Pashtus is no Kedusha Shvius, this kind of a case. Pashtus. Okay? The Rabbi said this is something which is important, but we can't go into it right now in greater detail. Let's not go to something halacha l'maisa mamish. Bananas. What's the size of bananas? What are bananas? We know bananas. This I don't have to ask Otniel with banana. Banana, maza banana. This we know. But what's the halacha of banana? All right. What does it mean? He says as follows. What types of yirokos have no Easter of Svichim? He has a total of 17 examples. Can you imagine that? 17. We're skipping the first 16. The last one, we've already discussed them before. The last example is Gidulim She'ein Nosnim Peros B'Shana HaRishana LeGidulam Kegon Banana. Doesn't grow right away. What are you worried about? He's afraid the bananas, when no one's looking, he planted it in Shemitah. Rabbi said he planted it in Shemitah. He's not going to get it until a year later. That's because they didn't make. Ad Khan, what he says. Okay. Boch Hashem. Who said so? The Shemitah Kilchosa said so. it's a little bit like a tree. From this perspective, it can come multiple years. It's going to grow a year later, we said. Fine. If you see bananas, Rabbi Osai, if you see bananas in Shemitah year, one thing you know for sure, it was planted in the 6th year. Because if it was planted in the 7th year, you would not see those bananas. This is what the... All this is explained also by Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. I'll read it to you again from his words. Perek Dalet, Rabbi Osai, Siv Kotten Chof, I believe it is. There you go. Ubananot ein b'mishum svichim. Shoin. Kein eidu b'shem moron, chazanish. It's like an Elon, not like Zeroy. He wants to know about a kruv. Oh, we're trying to stay away from kruv a little bit. It's a long rash, a long tesis. The kruv says, the rash says, by kruv, no svichim, the god ki Elon. Typically, she'olim migizla kabal bananot. So why did Rabban Rav Shimon answer it? Yesh li yashiv. He is pilpuling that kruv shouldn't be a kasha against the heter of bananot. Okay. Shlomo Zalman says as follows. According to the Rambam, that if it grew in the 6th year and it was taken off in the 7th year, there's an Easter of Svichin, even though there's no gzeira that is going to be planted b'seiser, lo pluk kedusha shvius svichin. We saw it already once before today. Maybe bananot also. Maybe bananot, even though there's no chashash, if you see it in year 7, that it was planted in year 7, maybe we should say lo pluk. He gave a different heter. Heter is, it doesn't grow, doesn't come out of its seed within the first year. A different kind of a heter. And that's why he says kruv, which does come out of its seed right away, would be also, except for those other considerations, answering Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky's kash. Finally, Rabbi Osai, we have, again, in this beautiful sefer, page Tzadi Vav and Zayin. He quotes that Yerushalmi. Let's take a look. He gives a whole series of things. There's no Easter. Pishton, Kurkumin, quotes Yerushalmi. Shalmi. What does it mean? So, I'll read to you what it says over here. V'karkam hu tavlin. It's a spice. Who said so? Chaim? Reb Chaim is quoted over here. Only problem is I don't have it. Why can't I have it? I was smart enough to bring up two of the four volumes of the Derech Amunah. Last minute, I took the one on Trumas off the shelf. I didn't know I would need Meiser also. That one I didn't take off the shelf. So Derech Amunah, Hilchos Meiser, you got a Bar Ilan or the Ultra Chochma maybe. Perik Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, Bi Halacha Devar Malach Shema. Don't have it. The boy quotes Yushalmi of Meisers, Karkim in Maoshi Yasur Mishim Svichim. And he brought a riot from Pishta. And Pishtan is raw, Mishim Knas, I read it to you before, not resolved. V'karkom hu tavlin, it's a spice, who said so? Re'ei be'er alocha shom. V'yem kein, habaya im betavlin gozal v'yisus svichin. V'keim adi bayad lo yivshita b'derabonon. Yisus svichin is derabonon, as we said before. Naktilin l'kula, d'ein yisus svichin. Hear what he's saying? He's suggesting spices which are not eaten independently, there's no Issa Svichin. Suggest Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Hilchos Meiser. I don't have it.
I have the book on
it. Right here. So later. No. You show me after. Wow. We have techies here. Unbelievable. You can look for it now. You show me later today. Derech Amun Hilchos Meiser, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, B'Halacha Shem. Okay. Then he wants to know, well, as long as it's a tavlin which is potter mi meiser, a sugim asechta nida, after an aleph min beis. Okay, fine. Chazanish, he quotes saying differently. If it's part to be Maisa, but it's Kedusha Shvius, there is an Issa Svicha. I went with the Yerushalmi. So here, I'm supelled to me. Here's this assumer, he's a Dover Pasha, the page Tzadi Vav, that Karkamin is Karkam. But the same author over here says, on page Pei Zayin, Umasha Kos of Karkam, the Mishnah Yosef says, Chelik Bey, Simulam Gimel Osdal, this I do have, Shut Mishnah Chelik Beis, and Kavanos of the Perach HaKarkam, Shabbat Mishnah Nida, Perach Beis, Mishnah Vav Zayin. Sha'olam Am Yuboshim Shalom, Mafikim Bosem, Vitavlin. What do you call it, saffron? Does that poshet sheyesh kedusha shvius v'svichin? No, karkam and Yerushalmi meisters, which is something different. So here he says, in Pei Zayin, it's different. Doesn't quote any argument. Here he says, in Pen Tzadi Vav, that's one and the same. Doesn't quote an argument. So I don't know. So something has to give over here. It seems to be it's a mashayla, what exactly the word means. Okay, so we'll have to look later. In Derech Amun, and we'll have to look. Ad kan rabosai. Oh, perfect. Exactly 1 o'clock. Exactly halfway point of the shiur. We finished sheet number 3. Perfect time. Now we start rabosai b'siyata d'shaya. B'siyata d'shmaya. Sheet number 4. If you didn't get it, there's some extra ones. I still think on my table. Let's begin rabosai. Mishnah Perek Beis Mishnah Hey. Okay, rabosai Perek Beis Mishnah Hey. Perek Beis Mishnah Hey. Masechta Shvi'is. Okay. Mishnah. I'm not going to read the entire Mishnah right now. Different things which may or may not be done, etc., etc., etc. The big question over here is what is the cutoff point with respect to fruits in Hilchos Shvi'is? That's the Shailah. Yerushalmi. You see, Yerushalmi. Pagei Erev Shvi'is Shenichas in the Shvi'is. That's another pshat in the beginning of the. What does that mean? Ad Rosh Hashanah, B'shal Erev Shvi'is Shenichas in the Shvi'is. So what's the cutoff point? What's the cutoff point? So, sounds like the cutoff point is Rosh Hashanah. Well, we all know that Rosh Hashanah, right? Ad Rosh Hashanah. Wouldn't we want to say such a thing? That's what I would have said. Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah. What could there be? What's it argue with? Well, Rosh Hashanah. Comes along the Tosfos Yontif talks about it a little bit. Okay. But there is a dispute. A dispute. Oh. What is a dispute? Oh. I see over here that is discussed over here in Mishnah Vav. Okay? So Mishnah is where it starts in the Rash. But in the Tosfos Yontif talks about it in Mishnah Vav. And that's why I asked you to see a Tosfos Anshei Shem. Okay? Where the... Let's take a look over here. Mm-hmm. Is Rosh Hashanah really the time? So the Tosfos Yontif says, you know what it really means? Come on, you know what it means. Rosh Hashanah Leilonos. Wah! What's that? Who knows what that is? Everyone knows. Tu Bishvat Yigiyah Chag HaIlanot. You still sing that in Eretz Yisrael? Yeah? Hashkedi Aporachat. Yeah, that's when I was a kid. They used to sing that song. Right. So that's what it means. Tu B'Shvat. Whoa. He quotes the Rash Mishans, who may or not be really the Rash Mishans. In his Bir Torah's Kohanim. Koma Shecholat Liachas Shana Shvius at Tu B'Shvat of Shminis. Hakol Ukedin Perish Shvius. Wow. And what about what happened in Shvius before Tu B'Shvat? It's Bevarid in Shvius, not in Shishus. You follow all Chumras. Al Mina Chumras, Rabosai. The Shalah is quoted over in Anshe Shem. The Shalah, Rabosai. Okay? The Shalah. Again, so this is as correctly reported in the Maram Makomos. I asked you to see the Tosas Yantav and the Tos Anshe Shem and Mishnah Hay, because that's where he throws in the word Tu B'Shvat. Shalah says no. Gam L'Kula depends upon Tu B'Shvat. Rambam, what kind of Tu B'Shvat? Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah. Haknisht. We have now three shittas in the Shalom of Doraisa. Three. What is the cutoff point for Shvius with respect to Peiros Ilan? According to the Rambam, it's Rosh Hashanah completely. According to the Shalah, it's Tu B'Shvat completely. Everything's pushed up, how many months? 4.5 months, if I'm not mistaken. Everything's 4.5 months later, beginning and end. And according to the Churma D'Gashita, which is quoted over here from the Rash Mishans in Toras Kohanim, you're machmir both ends. You have a 16.5 month period. Anything which sprouts, chanata, reaches a certain level of agricultural milestone in 16.5 months, is chayev midin in all the din mishvita midoraisa. How do you like that? Three opinions in a din doraisa. This is a rarity. This is a rarity. Now, Rabosai, I want to show you the Rabbeinu Chananu in the Sechta Rosh Hashanah. Yes. Okay. Look. Those who have Rabbeinu Chanan, if you have a Gemara Rosh Hashanah, if you can get one, I hope it's in the Otzer. This is Tetzvav Amid Beis. See what he says. Tetzvav Amid Beis and Masechta Rosh Hashanah. On the Maram Makomos, I don't know if you saw it yet. Rabbeinu Chananel says, it's commenting on Benot Shuach, which we're not going to discuss right now. He says, Benot Shuach, Shechontu Kodem Tu B'Shvat, Shechontu Od Acha Tu B'Shvat, Uma Shechontu B'Shnas HaShmita Acha Tu B'Shvat, Nogeg Din Shvis, B'Shon HaShniyah Shal Shavua, Shem, etc., etc. Ava Ma Shechontu Kodem Tu B'Shvat, B'Shvis, Min HaShishis, Heim, Chashuvin, Umentorin, often Rabbeinu Chananel, like the Shalom, often black and white. He didn't have a Shalom. I don't think it was printed in his day. It's mechaber to none other than Rabbeinu Chananel. Wow. The Rambam, on the other hand, Perek Dalet Halachates. Open up, please. Perek Dalet Halachates doesn't know any chachmas. I'm in Perek Dalet Halachates. He's a traditional Jew. B'yechad b'tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shmita b'liyavlos. The first Mishnah in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. So we may even know it by heart. B'sha'as b'al peh, abba Rosh Hashanah meim, da 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 da. Finished. It all depends upon Rosh Hashanah. If Rabosai higi alone as a master is called in Rosh Hashanah, Mutarin, Peres Shishis. Otherwise, and he's talking about Peres Elon, not Ramas Beferish Rosh Hashanah. The Achronim say at first glance, the Rambam is right. Rosh Hashanah, come on! Shvius! We all know it starts Rosh Hashanah and ends Rosh Hashanah. Hashanah Shvius. What is it? Yes! You talk about in Hilchos Trumas and Maisris. You have to know which Maisri to bring. Maisr Shani, Maisr Ani. Okay! It's an agricultural year as such. So okay, in agriculture you want to say Tu B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah Leilonos. But Shvius is much more than an agricultural year in terms of how we define the produce. It's what we're allowed to plant. We can plant now, we can't plant then. It affects so many other dinim. The Rambam sounds like he's right. So I saw Gevaldik Apshat in a sefer called the Toras Zeroyim, which I want to share with you, which has to do a lot with the Sugya in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. This is found over here in the Toras Zeroyim, a Talmud of the Brisker Rav and the Chazon Ish. Unfortunately, passed away young. Maybe you may know a sefer called the Emek Bracha. It's a little more famous, and everyone knows that sefer. We have that here too. The two svarim stand next to each other. The same tall, thin, brown svarim, the beautiful svarim. So here, in Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, he just, that's Ben El Shuach, quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. He doesn't understand. He says, we don't understand fully. He says like this. She taught him Tamua. It says in Rosh Hashanah, the very beginning of the Masechta, the Pasuk, Rosh Hashanah Shal Shmid and Alev B'Tishrei. Harei, Hugdin Bechlal Torah Shal Shviyas, the Shnas Shal Shviyas Mitzchilas Maschelas B'Alev B'Tishrei L'chol Adinim. Do'ikah Torah Shviyas Eno Din Ba'Peiris Levad, like Maisa Orla and Ravai. Who didn't buy Hashanah? Brisk is a real brisk. Then can Echi Tochin Lomar to the Chol Adinim Shnas Hashviyas Mascheles Alef Tishrei? Or in Ilonus Adai Lochal Alem Kedusha Shviyas Atu B'Shvat? That's where Rambam says it's wrong. Comes up with a beautiful teretz. I love his teretz. His teretz, have to look in the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah to see what the teretz is all about. He quotes the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Take a look. Open up. You have a Rosh Hashanah. Please look inside. Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Zok the Gemara. Be'echad B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon. It's B'Shameshita. My time, Amar Rabbi Lozer, Amar Rabbi Yoshio. Hovel V'yotzu Rov Gishme Shana. Even though Rov Kuf Mibachutz, according to B'Shamai, it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So the majority of that tkufa, tkufas tevis, 2 months to go, only 1 month's passed, doesn't matter. Yotze rov gishme shana. What does that mean? Zokt Rashi, hol v'yotze rov gishme shana, shekva ova rov yemos akshamim, shuzman reviyav, ola straf b'ilonos, v'nimtzu haperos chontim me'ato. The reason the cutoff point is Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and there are those here who assume that, according to opinion of Beis Hillel, it's fundamentally the same thing. It's a Miri Faker, but not going there right now. That's why, from that point in time, since the majority of the rain passed, at that point in time, the trees are ready to sap in the trees, and they're already starting to have Chanata. So we have to be careful to put what's really happening over here, according to Shitas Rashi. According to Shitas Rashi, the reason why we have the cutoff at Rosh Chodesh Shvat is precisely because that's when Chanata usually takes place. Because the majority of the rain passed is sap and is already Chanata. That's Shitas Rashi. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says, Bechad v'Shvat, my time, before Shnama the Beis Hillel, Kamal the Beis Shammai. Elakama nokat, that's against Amiri. The same thing fundamentally. The lemaris man chanitosa shel gishme shana zu bechad b'shvat ma betazvav b'shvat. V'chol achanutim konim zman hazeh the market islay. Haynu al gishme shana shel lifnei tishrei. A whole new pshat. A whole new pshat, Rebbe said. Hold up, shot. He's saying that whatever sprouts before Tu B'Shvat is based on the rain of the previous year. That's the only pshat what the words mean. Says the Torah Zeram so beautifully, if Tosis is correct, then we understand so beautifully what the Rach means. When the Rach said that the cutoff point is Tu B'Shvat, in Lamdas, the cutoff point is Rosh Hashanah. Whatever grows, because of what the rain which fell before Rosh Hashanah, Shishis. It goes the eighth year. And the rain which fell in Shvius, it's Shvius. It's an amazing pshat. That although Pimtzius, it depends upon Tu B'Shvat, in Lamdas, what the Tu B'Shvat cutoff point harkens back to the rain which came before Rosh Hashanah. What a Lamdas pshat. That although the cutoff point really is Tu B'Shvat and B'Pol Mamish, B'etzem, it's really Rosh Hashanah. So it solves the question so beautifully. The question was, we know the cutoff is Rosh Hashanah. Why is the Rach saying Tu B'Shvat? No, it's all about Talia. It's Tu B'Shvat because whatever comes out before Tu B'Shvat is from last year's rain. It's either before Shishis, you know, it's either Shishis in the earlier year or Shishis in the later year. Meiridik. I thought it's beautiful. The problem is, Rashi, Rabbi Osai, didn't say that pshat. What did Rashi say? Again, Hov Yotzer Rosh Givish Meishana, Shekva Ova Rov Yemos HaKshamim of Shvius. We're not saying that whatever grew before, instead of what I'm saying, the word means something totally different. According to Shitas HaToysvis, we say Hov Yotzer Rov Gishmei Shana, and therefore, from that point and on, things belong to the next year, to that year that we're that calendar year, because the majority of the rain of that calendar year already happened. Okay. According to Rashi, what it means is, that since most of the rain, no, that is Rashi, since most of the rain of that year passed, it's already growing, that's the cutoff point. According to Tosfos, no. Most of the rain passed. Therefore what? We're not discussing that therefore there's going to be a chanata necessarily. No. See, once the majority of the rain passed, so then we attribute any growth to the rain of that year as opposed to the previous year. It's a different cause and effect if you look carefully again between Rashi and Tosis. So therefore, Abosai, according to Rashi, the lumpness we gave to explain the Rach will not work. Nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. According to Tosis, we say that the majority of the rain passed. What we're saying is that everything until now grew from last year's rain. Oh, the cutoff being Rosh Hashanah. According to Rashi, who has an opposite cause and effect, what does Rashi say? Over of Yemosak Shamim, Shuzman Vriya Va'ola Straf, Bilona Simsu, Aperis Chol Demeata, nothing to do with the rain of that it grew on last year's rain. The Rashi never said that. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah should be irrelevant. So the Rambam should be right. If you can't say the Shtikl Torah, the Rambam should be right that the Rosh Hashanah for Shemitah is Aleph Tishrei. He says it's a machlokes in the Yerushalmi. Look at that. Can you imagine that? A machlokes between these gedolim and machlokes already in the Yerushalmi. What he says? Yerushalmi perek Aleph Alocha Beis in Rosh Hashanah. Machlokes Amaroyim. The Rach holds that these are the words of Yerushalmi. Ad kan hein chayin mi meishona sha'avra. That's before Shetosis. Okay? And chanita betazva b'shvat is only a simon that there were God on the last year's rain. However, according to the other opinion in the Yerushalmi, see? Berebek. For Yatsi Rogish Meshana Kula Faruba Shaltkufi Bechutz. And the second tat is Chayin, which is Shitas Ha Toysis. The first sheet of Sitch is Rashi. The Rambam Paskins, Rabbi Osai, a whole new vart Bechlau. He says with respect to Shemitah, let's take a look at Rabbi Osai, Perek Dalet Inuch Shemitah. What does it say? Let's first take a look at Perek Aleph Inuchos Maisa Sheni. I think it's also in the Ma'am Mekomos, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. Perek Aleph Halacha Hei. Rambam. Perek Aleph Halacha Hei. Says the Rambam. Esrig Bilvad is a little bit different. Okay. Whole discussion. The Rambam, let's just read what he says over here to get it straight. The Rambam says, both in Perek Aleph and Ma'aseh Sheni, and Perek Dalet in Hilchos Shemitah. We just came from Perek Dalet in Hilchos Shemitah, right? What we saw originally. Perek Dalet in Hilchos Shemitah, Halacha Yud Beis. Okay? It's talking here about Onas Hamasros, which is called Havoas Shlish. Doesn't follow Chanot at all. Therefore, according to Shitas Aramba, Iev Sheklal Leforesh Dumitam Da'Kochach in Chayim Bimei Shana Sha'avra, holds that the other Amor in the Yerushalmi, as Rashi said. Okay, so with respect to Meiser, it's really Tu B'Shvat, not Rosh Hashanah. Lo Shayach Zakalin in Shvius, Rosh Hashanah Av Tisha L'Chol Adinim. It's a very beautiful interpretation of the Rambam. It goes basically like Rashi, and therefore he has to also Al Shvat. Just to make a long story short, the Rach who says you follow, it depends on Tu B'Shvat, also has to agree it fundamentally depends upon Rosh Hashanah. And that's why he has all like Tosis, like one day in Yerushalmi, that Tu B'Shvat is simply a simon that until that point they grew on last year's rain, and after that goes in this year's rain. But it's really, it is Rosh Hashanah. It is Rosh Hashanah fundamentally. That's what he says. L'chor we can say as follows. We can say as follows. That we can now explain, though this is not found in the Torah's Roim, the third point of view. What? A 16 and a half month shear? How can it be? So it could be a case like the following lumdus. He agrees with both shittas in effect. He agrees with the Rach that if it grows in the eighth year till Tu B'Shvat, it still relates back to the seventh year because it grows in the rain of the seventh year. But he also holds that if it grows in the seventh year, as we saw in Tosan Sheshem, the Davar connects to the seventh year. So either way, it could be, it's not just a Sveka Dedina. They're both true. So if you have 16 and a half months, which have enough of a Shaychas to the Shemitah year, at the Paris are considered to be Shemitah Paris. That I'm adding, which is not found in the Torah's Roar. I want to show you something in Hilchos Maaser Sheni. We said before, we saw a little bit, which is interesting. Again, it's a little bit past what we want to go into, but let's just show a little bit, a tiny bit. In Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, there is a Mari Kurkus talks about this. Mari Kurkus says Esek Shalav the Ilan. Okay? He talks about this this question. What is the definition of Chanata? We haven't discussed that yet. What is Chanata? It started to blossom. What does that mean? So, there's a Rash. The Rash says it means an early part, what's called Smadar or Boser, early stages of development. These are milestones, which come before Onas HaMaisris. Before Onas HaMaisris. Okay? However, according to the Rambam, it's possible that it's really one and the same. So the Bari Kurka suggests Nichus Maisa Sheni. The Mikdash Dovet has old cash against this. It says that Yushami says that Chanata is Shir Pagin, which comes before Onas HaMaisa. This is a Mefurisha Mishnah there in Maisa Sheni and in Uktzin. As the Rambam says, the Kitzer, I'm just mentioning it in passing. I have one more point for today and then we have to stop. Teres is a Masechta Rosh Hashanah. I guess we see this one also. Yud Beis Amid Beis. End of Dibra Maschel HaTvua. It's like the Rash that Shvius is totally in Chanota and not Onas HaMaisris. Maisa depends on Onas HaMaisris being at Tu B'Shvat, but Shvius depends upon Chanota. Very good. This is Teres L'Shitaso and Daf Yudalad Amid Aleph B'Pshuto. Esrig Rabosai, the famous Sugin Esrig, we all know it from Kiddushin. Esrig Shav Lilan the Shvius. Rashi and Tos explain here on Daf Yudalad Amid Beis. What does it mean? It's considered like an Ilan Vishvius. What does it mean? Chanota. The Rambam says, no, you follow the Kita. Based on the Gemara, Tetzvav Amid Beis. You see, Machlokas HaSugis, Yudalad Amid Beis, to Tetzvav Amid Beis. What about a lemon? When it comes to Esrogim, it doesn't matter that much. Because our Esrogim, we know when they pick the Esrogim, somewhere between Tu B'Shvat and Rosh Hashanah. You get it for Sukkos. So there's no Nachlokes. Everyone's going to be the same year. Everyone knows that the Esrogim we're going to have this coming year, Mitzvah Shem, this Sukkos are going to be Shalshishis. Don't wait until after Rosh Hashanah to pick it. Not that stupid. And next year, it's all going to be that anything you're going to get in your hand is going to be plucked before Rosh Hashanah. Now, there could be some machmirim. We're going to wait till next year. They'll wait till after Shemitah to pick it, and they'll see you with Kodesh Sintah. That'll be machlokas aposkim, but that's not real in most people's world. What about a lemon and an orange? So the Chazanish suggests, well, maybe we should treat a lemon and an orange like Esrog, because it's fundamentally the same from the perspective of botany. But Halacha Lemaisa, he says in a different place, that no, we rely on the other Rishonim who don't agree with the Rambam. And Tosfos says a Chanata means an earlier stage, you don't need a Shlish. So he's making Halacha Lemaisa when it comes to oranges and lemons, etc. Not everyone agrees to that. We'll see soon that some say that oranges are not really the same as a Esrogim, but lemons are. Lemons are the same as a Esrogim. This is what they say for a Shemitah. So she says that even it can be makel when it comes to a lemon, different than an Esrog. But the Rash Tzurlio says, no, a lemon is like an Esrog, but not an orange, not a grapefruit. Wow. So we'll put this aside for the moment. We'll stop here. Finish on Sunday, first thing in the morning, we're starting already the second part of the Maror HaMakomos on this new sheet. So please, I hope you'll be prepared by then. You still have a lot of time. A long day today, a long day tomorrow. And hopefully everyone will have a chance to do those Maror HaMakomos before we start on Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning. Okay.